WLOY and Shenanigans Toy Shop presents What Happens Next, right after this. Located in Winhurst Station at 5004 B Lawndale Avenue, Shenanigans carries toys, models, and games for everyone in the family. Their telephone number is 410-532-8384, and their website is www.shenaniganstoyshop.com. And now, what happens next?
What Happens Next utilizes stories by various authors to give children ages 6 to 12 a chance to expand their imaginations and improve their reading, writing, and communication skills. Each week, the participants are read the beginning of a story and are then given time to imagine and then write their own endings, which are then recorded for this program. First, you will hear the story beginning, and then each child's version of the ending.
And now for this week's story.
Cotton Candy Clouds. Ellie woke up to the sound of her alarm. She opened her eyes and groaned. She was late for school and she had a big test today. She quickly got dressed, brushed her teeth, had some breakfast, and ran out the door. In her hurry to get to class, she almost didn't notice that something was different than usual. As she stepped off the bus, she was amazed to see that the entire school building was made out of chocolate. She walked down the marshmallow halls and peered into the classroom. The desks were made out of peppermints, and her teacher was a gingerbread man. She put her books in her chocolate locker and walked into class. The gingerbread teacher handed out a sugar test with licorice pencils. This was the sweetest day of her life. After class, Ellie and her friends went out to recess. They all stepped out onto the playground to find out that the world was made of candy. There were huge ice cream mountains with sprinkles and cherries on top, lollipop trees, cotton candy clouds, and rocks made out of cookies. The slide was made out of Airheads. There were Twizzler swings and Kit Kat monkey bars. It was Ellie's dream come true. There were chocolate bunnies hopping around and real gummy worms. Ellie looked up and noticed that the pink cotton candy clouds had started turning blue when all of a sudden M&Ms and gumdrops started falling out of the sky. What happens next?
Hi, my name is Reagan C., and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. Ellie tried to dodge the falling gumdrops, then she realized the whole world was candy. She looked up and opened her mouth and swallowed every gumdrop or M&M that came down. Ellie, Ellie, someone called. Then she fell over. Someone shoved her. In a bright flash, her mom was smiling over her. You have a test today and you're going to be late for school, she worried. It was all a dream. When she got to school, nothing was candy. It was all a dream.
Hi, my name is Bailey and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. As Ellie looked up and a gumball fell on her face, and she fell to the ground. When she woke up, she found out she was just dreaming. Her school was just brick, and her locker was just metal. It was all just a little dream.
Hi, my name is Maria, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. As Ellie took cover under the chocolate tree for about 10 minutes, it was over, said Ellie. Then stomp came a big marshmallow king and said, straight to my castle, young girl. Ellie walked down the castle and then down to the dungeon and fell. It was all a dream. Then she woke up.
Hi, my name is Reese, and this is the ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. So she went home to her chocolate house and walked on her jelly bean stairs. To her room, she said, I wonder how the whole world became candy. Was it because of my dreams? Because I always dream of Candyland and gingerbread people. Every night, she thought to make it come true, but it never did. But the night before, all of it came true.
Hi, my name is Kira, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds.
Ellie opened her mouth, but the M&M hit her in the head. So she tried again and again, but it wouldn't work. So she was about to quit, but then her friend said, "How about you take my umbrella and put it on the ground upside down? Then instead of landing on the floor, it will land in the umbrella. Then you could eat the M&Ms from the umbrella." That is what Ellie did, and she had the best day ever. The end.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. Ellie stuck her tongue out and ate everything that fell into her mouth. Then her mom was shaking her, well, at least something that looked like her mom, and her little sister was pouring water on her face. She got up and looked at the time. She was relieved when it was 6:30 a.m., and she still had 2 hours until school. Ellie got up and ate breakfast. Ellie brushed her teeth. When she got to school, she was so relieved to see that the school wasn't made of chocolate. When she got inside, the floor was made of honey. She slapped herself over and over again. Ah! The end.
My name is Kaylee, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. Ellie starts to panic and runs around like crazy. She was trying to tell her gingerbread teacher, but the M&Ms started to crush her. Ellie went inside the bathroom, looked in the mirror. My, Ellie started to panic since she's turning into frosting. When Ellie woke up from her terrifying dream, she looked outside. Goodness gracious, Ellie's dream came to reality.
My name is Lainey Deaton, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. One of the M&Ms hit her on the head, and she fell onto the airhead slide. And it fell apart, and then one of the airheads hit the Kit Kat monkey bars. And once the whole playground was destroyed, Ellie slowly started to turn into a gingerbread man. Ellie's hair started to turn chocolate, her mouth into frosting. Ellie got thinner and thinner until Ellie was completely a gingerbread man. Then the next day when Ellie woke up, she was not a gingerbread man anymore. She was a real girl. And the world was not candy. It was just all a big dream.
Hi, my name is Maya, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. Ellie opened her mouth as the M&Ms and gumdrops fell into her mouth. Ellie ran to the swings and ate all the Twizzlers on the swings. She was having so much fun that Ellie thought that she could call all of her friends to come over. As her and her friends were eating as much candy as they could, Ellie noticed that their tummies started getting bigger. The end.
Hi, my name is Evie, and this is the ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. Ellie took cover under the rock candy climbing wall, but as she was running, she tripped over a marshmallow rock and fell into the Airhead River. She floated along the Airhead River, but then she jumped out and saw gingerbread houses. She started to feel tired and lonely, so she ate all the gingerbread houses. Ellie thought, if I go against the river, I will return back to candy school. So Ellie went up the river and soon joined in with recess. She thought, I'm still hungry, so she started to eat the playground, then the teachers, then the school. She was pretty sick after that. So she felt like that was the best day of school ever. The end.
Hi, my name is Bella, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. A gumdrop hit hit Ellie on her tongue. It was so sweet and sour. All the kids had their tongues out. They loved the M&Ms and the gumdrops. But the gingerbread teacher said, "Come inside now, class." All of the desks and the school supplies was in crumbs on the floor. They figured it was the janitor. So they ate the whole school, and when they went home, they had full stomachs from all that candy. Their moms were really mad. The end.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Hi, my name is Christina, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. The wet, grassy, green, gummy worms filled with M&Ms and gumdrops. Ellie and her friends decided to go to the playroom. The playroom was made of sugar and the toys were made of sticky Skittles. Ellie took her Reese's jacket and started to play chocolate chip cars. The gingerbread man teacher announced to get back in the classroom. Something had definitely changed. The hole from the ceiling filled with bits of jelly beans instead of water. The bucket over it was made of Hershey Kisses. When candy school was over, the school bus was made of yellow gummies. When Ellie reached home, she said, "What a day."
Hi, my name is Chloe, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. Ellie opened her mouth, and M&Ms and gumdrops fell in her mouth. Ellie exclaimed, "Wow, these taste delicious." And then it stopped. Then it started to rain chocolate milk, and after that, she saw a really beautiful flower made out of candy hearts. She ran inside quickly. "Ow," said Ellie. A branch made out of rock candy hit Ellie in the head. She was almost inside. Bam! A lollipop tree fell in front of her, and then the candy storm stopped. And then she walked back to her classroom, and she went back to work in her cake notebook. Ellie said, "This was the sweetest day of my life."
Hi, my name is Grace, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. Thousands of kids ran outside to see all of the candy. Kids everywhere scooped handfuls of candy. Other candies fell on their tongues. Thousands of candies danced in the sky. Everyone loved all the candy. It was like Ellie was in a candy wonderland. "Look," a little girl shouted. The candy was disappearing. The school turned to hard cement, the teacher turned to human, and the playground turned to metal. "At least I had all the candy I actually need for one day," Ellie stated.
Hi, my name is Kylie. This is the ending to my Cotton Candy Clouds. All the kids tried to eat all the gumdrops and M&Ms. Ellie ate the airhead from the slide. Ellie said excitedly, "Maybe we'll have a sugar storm." When Ellie got home, she told her mom the school was candy today. "I ate ice cream, gumdrops, and M&Ms." Ellie's mom said, "Good, that must have been fun." Later, Ellie wondered if the playground will still be the same, but she stopped thinking about it.
Hello, my name is Sahil. This is the ending of Cotton Candy Clouds. Once upon a time, there was a little girl. She was starting recess. She was at the playground. The pink cotton candy clouds turned into blue cotton candy clouds. Then a giant spaceship appeared, and then a spaceship alien came out and surfing on a gumdrop into the school. And then the teacher was trying to go and get all the kids out of the playground. Then the teacher couldn't go through the hallway because the big stomach was inside. So she had to push and push until Ella flew out of the door and smashed onto the ground. Okay, then this happened. The teacher went inside and got a needle, and one fell out of her hand and poked into Ella's stomach, and the moment she was about to put the needle, the second needle in, a giant M&M fell on her, and the big needle fell into the Ella's stomach, and then she popped it and went in as small as an ant and as ant. And then all the other kids got to suck all the air that was coming out. It was candy air. That's the end of Cotton Candy Clouds. Bye.
Hello, my name is Ethan, and this is my ending to Ellie's dream. Ellie runs back inside the school, and she opens her locker and finds that her backpack had turned into a gummy backpack. Her books had turned into Kit Kat bars. She had saw her friends had turned into gingerbread men. Two. Ellie wonders why all this is happening. I wonder what would happen if I touched one of the gingerbread men, she thought. She said, she touches, and after that she turns into gingerbread herself. Ellie looks out the frosting windows and sees the whole town has turned into candy. The lunch bell rings for lunch. I have M&M sandwiches. For drinks, they have chocolate sodas. After that, it's time to go home. When Ellie gets home, she stares at her house. It looks normal. She looks at her hands and clothes. They look normal. At that moment, Ellie wakes up. The end.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle, and this is my ending to Cotton Candy Clouds. She grabbed a bag and collected as much as she could. Soon, the clock struck one, and Ellie went back inside. When she got home, her mom asked her what was in the bag. The minute she said candy, her little brother, Jermond, started jumping up and down. Later, after dinner, she decided to call school Sweet School. The end.
Hi, my name is Samir, and this is my ending to to Cotton Candy Clouds. So, Ellie started eating all the M&Ms and gumdrops. Then, all of a sudden, she felt thirsty and wanted water from the water fountain. But the water fountain did not have water. It had chocolate. The chocolate was delicious. She had so much that she fell asleep. When she woke up, she found herself in her classroom and everything was back to normal. Was it a dream?
This episode of What Happens Next was produced and written by Katie Kazmierski and created by John DeVecca. All stories and productions are property of WLOI, What Happens Next, and the Baltimore Community Radio Coalition. No reproduction is permitted without written consent. For more information on What Happens Next, visit WLOI.org. If you want your child to participate in What Happens Next, email WLOI@loyola.edu or call 410-617-5349. What Happens Next is supported by Shenanigans Toy Shop, located in the Windhurst Avenue Shopping Center on Lauderdale Avenue in Northern Baltimore. Thanks for listening.